This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Allison Stewart. The growing number of Americans who have lost their jobs is placing new strains on funds that pay out unemployment benefits. And job-strapped Michigan is one of the first states to have to try to figure a way out of the problem. Michigan Public Radio's Rick Pluta has more.
The temporary employee business can be a canary in the coal mine for the state of the economy.
The first people when the orders stop coming in, the first people that they're going to let go are the temporary employees.
That's Matt Harville. He's the unemployment benefits manager for Kelly Services, a national temp agency based in Troy, Michigan. Temp workers aren't the only ones losing their jobs. The downturn in manufacturing, construction, and retail has idled plenty of people. In September alone, 159,000 people across the country lost their jobs. More Americans are filing for jobless benefits now than any time since the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. Harville says the good news for temp services is they're in the business of finding people jobs, so Kelly employees are usually back to work more quickly than the national average of 18 weeks. But with all of those people moving in and out of jobs, Kelly Services has to process a lot of unemployment claims.
This year we'll receive about 110,000 claims. That would be national.
Most companies farm out that work, but Kelly Services processes so many claims it has its own department. Here, a group of eight workers is going through a stack of claims. And every one of those claims represents a problem for state unemployment trust fund managers like Michigan's Stephen Geske.
Times are tougher than our pockets are deep.
What that means is Michigan's unemployment fund is out of money to pay claims, as its automotive economy sheds tens of thousands of jobs every month. The state has borrowed money from the federal government for each of the past 3 years to cover its costs. It's always paid back the loans, but this year that may not happen. The fund has gone through the money it banked during the flush years.
Michigan has had high unemployment for many years now, among the highest in the country, and that has posed a tremendous strain on the trust fund.
If Michigan can't pay the loan, some of the state's employers, the ones who have been laying off a lot of workers without paying much into the trust fund, will soon have to pay more in their payroll taxes to help cover the interest. And if the state can't pay back the principal sometime next year, all of Michigan's employers will have to pay more. And that's bad news for a state that's trying to scrap its Rust Belt reputation and attract employers with stable, good-paying jobs. Michigan is not alone. Indiana is a month away from having to borrow. Funds in California, Missouri, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, and Wisconsin are all also close to insolvency. And those could just be the first, as a dozen more states are also at risk of shortfalls down the road. Now, that's not a big problem if the economy recovers quickly and states can pay back the federal government and restock their unemployment trusts. Douglas Holmes is the president of the Washington, D.C.-based National Foundation for Unemployment Compensation and Workers' Compensation, which follows trends in the system.
If it's a relatively short recession, then recovery can be relatively quick. If it lasts for an extended period of time, then there won't be as much time to recover the unemployment trust fund balances that you need to pay the following year.
Which means it would be harder for workers to have confidence there will be money to pay their jobless benefits when they need them. Or states might be forced to come up with ways to save money, such as enacting new limits or longer waiting periods before workers can collect benefits. Holmes says if businesses are forced to pay more, that could prolong a recession. In Michigan, Governor Jennifer Granholm says she wants the federal government to include money for states' unemployment funds in a new financial bailout plan. For NPR News, I'm Rick Pluta in Lansing, Michigan.